He was named after his great-granddaddy, Robert Burns, the Scottish poet. Scottish rabbi not only wrote poems, but also wrote lyrics, if you didn't know it. Robert's father deserted him and left him alone. His mother couldn't cope and put him in a foster home. He started to write in the loneliness of the night. His mother remarried, and his stepfather, whose surname he took, showed him how to write. Robert played the trumpet at the uni, but life was hard. After he had left, he went to join the National Guard. He then became a guinea pig as the CIA fed him LSD. And soon after, he became heavily addicted to speed.
Bucks of rain, alligator moon,
writing words to all those memorable tunes. Box of rain, alligator moon. Many others you know, including Bob Dylan, Bruce Hornsby and Elvis Costello. On Dylan's Beyond, Here Lies Nothing song, he co-wrote all but one. He also wrote songs on Down in the Groove and Tempest. But soon, he too would be gone. Would be gone. He had almost died from an infection of the spine, and for the next 6 years he lived on borrowed time. To pay his hospital bills he had to tour. It was near the end and he couldn't take much more. He'd been married in 82 and had stayed faithful and true. No one knows what would be their fate. Robert passed away at home, age just 78. Box of rain, alligator moon. He had written words for all those memorable tunes. They later inducted him into the halls of fame. As we listen to the songs, we remember his name. May we forever remember the good times, as Robert's great-granddaddy once wrote. For all long syne, for all long syne. Box of rain, alligator moon, writing words for all those memorable tunes.